The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The sublime abiding. Not as a goal or an idea to think about or try to get to, but more as a practice instruction to explore as we begin, as we settle in. We have ideas, habits around what meditation is, but I think the encouragement from the perspective of love, of this sublime abiding, it's just this reminder to relax, to be kind, to let things unfold, let things settle as a natural process. That whatever efforts we make in meditation, that they're coming from a trustworthy place, trustworthy intention of interest, love, curiosity. What's needed now to stabilize the mind and heart, to calm the energies of the body in a non-dominating way. In a relational way, this relationship we have with this being here. So, taking the first part of the sit just to check in with this being here, with the relationship here, not so much in a conceptual way. The body is a great place or a great relationship to use as practice, because it speaks in more intuitive, more basic ways than concepts, than the measuring mind. It feels safe, it feels tight. It feels open, it feels contracted, it feels relaxed, it feels hurried. And we care about that, so we're naturally interested. And then we just see what's supportive. If you haven't already, see if you can tune into the body sitting. Because there's a lot of information. A lot of information there, a lot of cues. A lot of sensitivity there that we can care about, tune into, be interested in, and participate with. These felt senses in the body, like the feeling of groundedness, the feeling of being supported by the earth, the feeling of stability in the sitting posture, the feeling of not needing to make a lot of effort to sit here, but that relaxation and trusting the earth to hold, to support, and how the spine then, starting with the sit bones, you can feel how it can more fully surrender and trust that, and then that, so the uprightness, the stability is coming out of that connection, that relationship, that feeling supported. And we don't need to get specific, we don't need to focus. It's more this felt sense, wherever you feel it in the body, of trust and letting go, relaxing what doesn't need to be held, and comfort, ease. Can tune into the hands, the feet as particularly sensitive ends of the body, receptive and really sensitive to contraction and release. So that's one place also you can check in with. In a way, we're letting the body and the natural inclination of the body, when it's not being agitated, its natural inclination towards settling and its natural delight in settling. In a way, we're letting the body teach the mind, teach the heart how to relax. And the way it relaxes is a natural process that takes time. There's no rushing it that actually is the cause for agitation. So we can use the body, the relationship with the body. Once there's some sense of relative stability, then we can bring some interest to the relationship, the movements, and use it to continue that exploration. For example, presence. What is deep, unshakable presence? What would that feel like? That's kind of also a opening, including fearlessness. And when we also notice what non-presence feels like, kind of skirting around the edges, not quite fully landing, and then we might, out of love, interest, see, oh, what's not being included that is fueling that dance, that avoidance. And we include it in this frame, however much we've cultivated this frame of presence, groundedness, balance, connection. So these are kind of two qualities that we explore. Balance, stability, groundedness, safety, and curiosity, interest. How could that be deeper, more inclusive? Is anything being left out? Could it be fuller? So we'll continue in silence now. What would love look like in this moment? That sublime abiding, sublime way of relating, not in an idealistic way, but how does that invitation land? Does it reorient our effort? And for the last minute, if your eyes have been closed, I invite you to open them. Let go of personal effort. Notice that awareness continues. Love and awareness continue on their own.